Proclamation number 6346 of 3rd of September, 1955. Attention to world affairs. You humans allow yourselves to be far more impressed by world events than is good for you. For all your thinking, your hopes and wishes are directed towards it, and you find no time for contemplative hours as you take yourselves to court, as you pay attention to the course of your own development. Everything would work out satisfactorily for the individual person if he wanted to place his own shaping in the foreground and believed with conviction that world events are also directed by me myself. Yet always according to people's will and their spiritual nature. What you humans consider most important is only ever the result of your spiritual indifference. It is the effect of people's spiritual low. For this determines the human will to act unkindly towards humanity, but it is also the reason for obvious disasters and thus also disturbing world events which are intended to arouse humanity and induce it to strive upwards. If only people were a little more concerned about their spiritual well-being, then everything would also be in order again on earth. People would not allow themselves to be disturbed by the actions of individuals, for then they would bring everything to me and entrust the change to me. And this would truly not be to their detriment. They would also be guided earthly into calmer waters again and still reach their aim. And thus you humans can still reckon with much disaster that is in store for earth, partly caused by human will, partly intended for you by me myself to change your direction of thought, to forcibly remind you of your end, when you see the lives of many people around you endangered or extinguished. When you have to experience how powerless you are yourselves if you don't turn to the one who alone is powerful, but whom you forget or don't want to acknowledge, otherwise you would make the fulfillment of his will your concern and then also enjoy his protection in every adversity and danger, even if these threaten you on your part. If you live with me, then you pay a little attention to world events because you commend yourselves and your actions to me, because you also trust me to help you. But if you exclude me from your thoughts, if you only pay attention to what my adversary is doing, then my adversary will tie you up himself through the events which are his work, and you will get caught up in the whirlpool which pulls you in. Whatever happens in the world, my will and my might can banish it, and my will and my might can also avert the effect of all evil from you who submit yourselves to me, who take refuge in me, who commend yourselves to me and see in me your father. You truly need not fear the world if you turn your eyes upwards to me. If you disregard the earthly kingdom but eagerly strive for the spiritual kingdom, nothing need frighten you. Even if hell rages around you, I will guide you through all dangers as long as you are in contact with me through your will, your love and your striving. As well as your eyes are spiritually directed, you will in no way be threatened by danger. For nothing can happen to you but what serves you towards perfection. If you strive for your spiritual perfection, you will no longer fear worldly events or disturbing occurrences, for you will feel safe in my protection. Amen.